People, let me tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. She's a one-boy cuddly toy.
You're listening to WKBR, www.wkbr.ca. It's time for the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
This is Eric, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Yeah, that's a good idea. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing good. Beautiful day out there. Sun's shining. It's warm, yet cool.
Why is it cool?
Because I got my shades on, baby.
Big JD's got some imaging issues with his eyes.
Yeah, my eyes are toast.
If it's brighter than a candle outside, or inside, what am I saying? We're in the studio.
Yeah.
I got a couple lights on because I find it a little dark in this room at this time of day, and he's got his shades. You want me to turn these lights off?
Even if the candle's not lit, it really bothers me.
If it's a white candle?
I got to start my browser up, so I don't know what kind of pops and clicks we're going to get here.
Pops and clicks from opening a browser?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in the dinosaur ages with this old Apple pop. What's it called?
PowerBook.
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 Pipple, papple.
Yeah. Anything else new besides your battery dying in your PowerBook?
Something that's new? Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much.
Something that's new and exciting is my uncle gave me a great idea. You know how I always email you and say lip something or other. He gave me one I never used before. Lip off.
Lip off.
I liked that. That's my big thing this morning.
Would that be like
lip on? Lip off.
Lip on, lip off. Lip, lip-o.
.ca. Talk about a plug.
Oh, boy. Don't plug that.
Those hair plugs look really good.
I don't need those yet, but it's coming to that point.
I just did a little trim this morning.
Did you?
In case you didn't notice.
I didn't. I don't notice.
And I'm running on a Shure SM58 this morning.
Yep.
Missing a mic here in the studio this morning.
Big JD forgot his Heil PR40. And I got this mic that I bought at an auction at Sam's Bar. And
looks like an auction mic.
Yeah, like it had been through the mill like 20 years ago. And
it's
I went,
millish looking.
I went, that's like with like the first Shure SM58 I ever bought. It like cost me like 20 bucks or something, you know?
Yeah, they were dime a dozen way back.
Well, like it was looked not much better than that when I bought it. Like it had been through the bar for probably 10, 15 years at that point.
Yeah, still smelled like beer.
Smells like beer and smoke.
All scratched up from sliding up and down a guitar neck.
Yeah. Now I just let my kids use that downstairs and it seems...
Smelled like poop from Gigi Allen's butthole.
Gigi Allen. Did he play at Sam's?
Sam Goody?
Sam's.
No, I don't know. Whoa, Sam's. I played at Sam's.
I'm sure
you
did.
What is that, a Chatham thing?
Wallaceburg.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not.
Great rock bar. It's more like a room.
For
like
some reason, I think
room.
That I played there before.
I'm
I
sure
played all over the place.
You played all over the place,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the States, I know.
Playing with myself now.
How does that feel?
Oh, I'll get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh,
I
see.
Like you're recording and everything.
Right.
I didn't mean it that way. Did I? I'll have to figure that out during the jabber quote.
Sure.
So what's new around here?
Around here...
The wetlands.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It looked like it rained outside in my...
In one spot.
In one spot. And in Kames in...
In her
van.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I don't get it.
It's weird.
There's lots of weird stuff going. But something happened this week. What was it?
What happened this week?
I don't know. Can't remember. It was a seemed like a hot week though.
Well, it was pretty hot.
In the plant, there was a few days that were pretty unbearable, like last Monday.
Somebody go get you popsicles?
No, they give out these squincher juice boxes.
Oh, yeah?
Loaded with sugar.
Oh, yeah.
You drink one of those, my gut was just...
They'll make you hotter. It gets you racing and everything, and that's not the best thing. But then again, the popsicle isn't the greatest either, probably, but it's cooled.
Potassium in them, though.
It's for all the FM people.
Why, is that a stereo burp?
Well, no, it's just you're not supposed to do that on the air.
So what's the FM people? I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. There's no connection.
There's no connection.
So today is June the 15th.
And I might add my interview day. Big JD interviewing Paul Howard, Mo Howard of the Three Stooges' son, on You Talking to Me. You can go to youtalkingtome.ca sometime this afternoon and pick up that podcast. It'll be available soon.
That's perfect for Father's Day.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool, actually.
Well, no kidding.
And my picture came from him. He did that caricature of my dad.
Looks great.
Yeah, it came just before Father's Day, and you saw the picture, but now it's framed on the wall. I have a picture of that, actually. So,
where'd you get your frame?
It was the second frame I bought. I ended up getting it at Walmart, and it's a black frame with two pieces of glass, so it goes between glass, so there's like a one-inch border around it that the wall is, you know what I mean?
The wall is
the wall's
mat.
Your mat, yeah. When is a wall a mat?
When you knock it down and eat dinner off of it.
When is a mat a wall? When he's really big.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Anyway.
It's cool.
That's
a great picture of your dad in a Jeep flying, hanging onto the wheel for dear life and smiling at the same time.
And we'll be getting into more of that father stuff in the next little while, because our show today is all on fathers.
Yes, of course. Being Father's Day and all.
Being a father and all, you.
And earlier, Big JD talked to me. He seems to think he doesn't have any stray children jamming around in all these rock clubs.
I've never heard anything about it.
Well, no, you took off.
Imagine that. 10 years later, somebody comes up to you, your kid is 6 years old or something like that, or whatever.
Oh, I have a good buddy of mine who that happened to.
10 years old, whatever. Yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
Mike Gannum.
Wow.
You know, the bag lady. She's married to Jeff. His older brother, Mike, found out the kid was 10 at the time when he found out.
Is it Gannon?
Gannum.
Oh, okay.
Ghanam.
Oh, okay.
Gannum. And 10 years old, and he found out through
She didn't even approach him.
No, she didn't want anything from him, so.
She already had got enough from him.
Yeah, so I guess she talked to, I guess somebody knew back when, and they finally spilled the beans. And now their best buddy's a great guy, too. Like, he comes down and visits every once in a while, and Mike went out there skiing last winter. And
well, that's pretty cool.
That's very cool that can happen, because a lot of times kids who have estranged fathers don't want anything to do with their fathers.
Yeah.
You know, it's the father thing, you know. If he wasn't here for me, screw
him. Save it for the show.
This is the show.
Yeah, but we got to do, I'm sure we have other things to take care of before that.
Well,
do we not? Before we get into all the father stuff, we have to do, if there's nothing else that's gone around here, we can get into real news.
Oh,
but that's
news.
Your call.
Oh, that's the news.
Anything major happen around here lately?
No, we better get to the news.
Let's go to the news.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
You get kind of tired of leaving the studio and going into the newsroom, which is part of the studio.
Well, this week, we're not even really in the studio.
We're not?
Well, no, this is the old studio. But it's far more convenient and homey and kind of conducive to... conducive. Broadcasting
is conducive.
Yes, I find it. It's kind of more
elusive,
of a,
intrusive, and conducive.
I feel like we're in an island down there, and I kind of just shut everything off around me. I don't know. You probably think of it differently, but
You're in your regular studio environment here in the upper studio unit.
Yes, that's the way I feel.
Cape Canaveral, Florida.
What's going on down there?
This is from Reuters, the U.S. space shuttle.
Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
Rush your troubles
down the drain.
The U.S. space shuttle Discovery landed at its home port on Saturday, wrapping up a mission that gave Japan a permanent toehold in space and setting NASA, as some of you might say, up for the next flight, a high-profile servicing call to the Hubble Bubble Space Telescope.
Hubble Bubble. Specs Howard's going to kick your butt out of there. If you
They're going to kick my butt bubble.
Holy
Hubble Bubble.
NASA. I'm going down to NASA.
I'm going down to NASA.
I'm going to start myself one of those Roto-Rooter businesses.
NASA. I hear NASA.
I'm going to rock your NASA.
I'm going to rock your world, big boy. what do you got?
As far as news goes, it's all about the oil. This week I've been listening about the price of oil and what is really controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much oil out of the ground right now, not refined, because the companies are waiting for the price of the oil to go up.
Nice.
While it's sitting on the tanker, before they actually bring it to the refinery, that's the price the refineries have to pay. That's who's paying for the $137
a barrel. Sitting on the tanker this morning thinking about that.
And so it's crazy how the price of a barrel of oil is going up. It has nothing to do with the oil companies either. They don't control the price of a barrel of oil. It's the same deal that was going on with Enron. Because basically Enron, if anybody remembers what Enron was, they did a lot of illegal trading practices. They were an energy trading company. They traded energy commodities, and they cooked the books. So the World Trade Organization and the United States, they put in some new rules so that these things can't happen again. Companies mm-hmm. won't be able to do this. But there's one loophole they left out that now mostly insurance companies and some banks are buying. There's like another little loophole that's causing they're making the price of oil go up. Mm-hmm. It's like illegal trading. Like, you know, if certain rules were in place, somebody could pick a particular stock or commodity just to go up. We could make the price of gold go up to $2,000 an ounce if we wanted to. But there's checks and balances in place there to prevent this from happening. But there's one loophole left that these companies or these banks and insurance companies are taking advantage of. And people say they're going to make it go right up to $200. But eventually, it's got to bust. There's got to be some point where there's too much oil out there and no one's using it because it's too expensive. And eventually, I'm going to predict right here on the Jabbercast on Father's Day, we're going to see 89 cent a liter gas again.
And I'm going to predict that in the near future, we're going to be using something else other than gas.
Oh, yeah. That's
ink.
That's way more expensive than gas.
Well, they're both going to be the same price in the near future.
Well, gas, ink is far more expensive than gas.
I know. We talked about that. It's crazy.
So, look forward to gas coming back down again. But there is one good advantage coming out of this false inflation of gas prices, and that is people are looking for alternatives. The alternative fuel market is being boosted quite a bit from this, but there's a lot of bad stuff. People who make trucks, like in Oshawa, that's another really big news story. They had the plant
shut
blockaded.
Down.
They had the plant blockaded all week because they want to shut down the truck plant because no one's buying trucks because they guzzle too much gas.
And it's all that one guy's fault?
One guy.
Loophole you're talking about?
Mr. Loophole, yeah.
Mr. Loophole.
Not to be confused with poop hole.
Or my pole. And around the world, U.S. and NATO troops aided Afghan forces with reconnaissance in a hunt Saturday for 870 inmates that escaped after a sophisticated Taliban assault Friday. Do you think it was sophisticated? What's with throwing the word sophisticated and Taliban together?
I know, those are...
That doesn't make any sense.
Oxymoronic.
And, of course, some Marines died as well. And I certainly hope that... I mean, it's too bad they died at all, but I mean, if they were fathers, that makes things even worse.
Yes, it does.
And a roadside bomb in Kandahar. In Kandahar today.
Every time you mention the word Kandahar, we're going to think of that project.
I always think of that. So, yeah, there's a couple of nifty things for you. Something's beeping somewhere. Is the cake done?
I don't know what the heck that is. Does that mean there's... I don't know. Doesn't matter.
No.
That's a bunch of news for us today, I think.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Oh, Tim Russert died, too, by the way.
Oh.
You know,
yep.
Tim, this guy right here?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, 1950 to 2008, he was 58 years old. Much too young to be dying. So, anyway...
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Okay, this week's show. Sorry you couldn't see my neck slice.
Your what?
My neck slice.
Oh, yeah, I should put a mirror right here, actually. This is not the best setup because I'm...
Are you talking to me?
That's youtalkingtome.com.
.ca.
.ca, sorry. Today, .ca. Listen to Paul Howard, son of Mo. And nephew,
we'll remind you.
And nephew of Curly and Shemp.
Yeah, really.
Man,
and getting crazy. Jack and... Okay, so this week's show on Fathers and Father's Day. It's the Father's Day show. Extravaganza.
There's nothing extravagant about this because we're not extravagant guys, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are. I'm not.
It's all about the flash.
It's all about the flash. That's why you got that... Big JD's got a Harley. That's sweet. No. So, what are the origins of Father's Day?
Why don't you tell us?
Well, honestly, I think it was all... I think that Father's Day has got to the point where it is now just another excuse for consumers to go out and spend more money.
Do you think they spend as much on Father's Day as Mother's Day? I mean, fathers don't get flowers. Mothers always get flowers. Fathers get, you know, something or other, but it's a card. It's a, hey, dad, you know, kind of thing. It's, I don't know if it's as big. I mean, I think it's a pretty big holiday, but it's, I don't know if it's so many gifts flying around, is there?
Right.
Did you get something for Father's Day besides a card?
Well, my family just went out to go spend some money on me, even though I didn't tell them what I wanted. There was some one thing I do really want that is kind of a nice
cell phone. Call them up. We'll do it live. Tell them what you want.
Why do we have to use a cell phone? Oh, because they'll have the cell phone.
Yeah, that's how you're going to get a hold of them.
There's three cell phones in that car. Both of my kids have a cell phone and my wife.
And you're not calling any of them to get what you want on your day.
It's a golf ball retriever. Like, they're 20, 25 bucks.
Well, whatever they get, take it back.
They're going to Costco, so they're going to spend too much money. That's what I'm thinking.
Costco, you have to spend. No matter what you buy at Costco, you're dropping 100 bucks.
You can't walk in there without spending less than 100 bucks, can you?
No, you can buy butter for $100.
But you're buying...
Toilet paper, $100.
You're buying 50 pounds of butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no buying one or two of anything in there.
So did you tell us what Father's Day...
No. How it originated? Mother's Day had been around for quite a while. This is in the year 1910 in West Virginia.
West Virginia.
I'm sorry, not West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
It's West Virginia started in Mother's Day. Mother's Day was started in West Virginia, which I do believe we mentioned in the Mother's Day show.
Right, which is in May, wasn't it? Whoa.
That's
some
because...
anomaly?
No, that's not an anomaly. That's telling me someone just hopped on the Yahoo Messenger.
Oh, okay, we got that pumping through here, which we don't need right now, probably.
We don't need that, so...
Can you turn the right one down? Are we even... Oh, we're not registering at all. Just kidding.
No, it's just because I have... the Alesis firewire right through this thing. Any noise that this makes will come through.
Right.
Good thing I'm not running Entourage.
Did you turn something down though? You don't have control?
I'll just
You only have control from up there.
Right. I'll just make it internal. So there we go.
Oh yeah, internal.
We won't hear that. Okay. So it was a daughter who actually started this holiday.
Campaign.
So the idea came from it. The idea for an official Father's Day celebration came to a married daughter. She was seated in a church in Spokane, Washington, you see, and attentive to a Sunday sermon on Mother's Day. So she was thinking, okay, this is Mother's Day, and, you know, it's nice, but the daughter was Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd. Who has a name of Smart?
Menorah doesn't, or whatever her name is.
Sonora Smarta. During the sermon, which extolled maternal sacrifices made
Who extols?
She extolled the maternal sacrifices made for children. Mrs. Dodd realized that in her own family, it had been her father, William Jackson Smart. Oh, I see. Smart Dodd.
Willie Smart.
She kept both of her last names. Okay. He was a Civil War veteran who had sacrificed raising herself and five sons alone following the early death of his wife during childbirth. So she had a father who was the mother and the father. So she started this mission to get recognition for fathers, and she started it out through the Spokane YMCA. And then, of course, it spread through the other YMCAs. This movement went on and on and eventually became a national holiday. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson and his family personally observed the day. And in 19... I know.
That's a long one.
And in 1924... Well, we have to get it to the point where it's mass, critical mass. And in 1924, President Calvin Coolidge recommended that states, if they wished, should hold their own Father's Day observances. And then, of course, governors signed bills and eventually... all of them had Father's Day. So do they celebrate Father's Day in Europe? I don't know.
No, I don't think they celebrate like what we celebrate as North American Father's Day or Mother's Day or a lot of occasions that we have over here.
In America, so. Father's Day is the fifth largest card sending occasion with about 85 million greeting cards exchanged. Fifth largest. That makes sense. What do you think the other four are?
Birthdays. Weddings.
Birthdays, weddings.
And Mother's Day. And anniversary. Happy anniversary. Let me say that now, in case I forget. Next year. This year. July.
Your wedding anniversary.
Yeah. 26.
I was going to say, what the heck? No, I'm trying to figure out what the other one is. Birthdays, anniversaries, Mother's Day.
Sympathy card.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a fifth largest card sending occasion. So
Valentine's.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I knew there was another biggie in there. We were just overlooking.
So, how about our dads?
Fortunately for me.
Fortunately for you.
My dad is still around. He's 84 years old. Oh, he's going to be 84 in September. However, Big JD's dad passed away a couple years ago. How many years?
Four now.
4 years?
Yeah. It was 4 years in February. How would you sum your dad up in one?
One word?
One word. Or one sentence.
One sentence. My dad is a intelligent, spiritual, and eccentric.
Wow. Mine? A big kid.
He was a big kid. That's the impression I get. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of his virtues and a lot of his stuff that probably his wife didn't like about him, your mother, is in you.
Yeah. And now I have somebody in my life that cannot like those things about me.
Well, I think it's just a woman thing, not understanding a man thing. It's just like you say, a little kid, but it's really a little boy. It's the boy thing.
Yeah. And now it's a man thing.
So, you know, I think women just expect a certain amount of maturity out of their man.
It's a man thing to be a boy.
To not grow up. Because I know that a lot of people think that... men don't mature at the same rate as little girls.
Yeah.
A lot of girls are...
Why would we want to?
Exactly.
Girls can be fuddy-duddies.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. But there's a lot of virtues and a lot of good things coming out of being mature as well.
Well, that's why we have them. Exactly. That's our backup.
Exactly. That's what I say. But they have to be very...
Tolerant.
Yeah. However... that's why women have menstruation. We have to be tolerant of their time.
Yeah.
That 1 week period. Every month we got to put up with them being irrational.
Right. Every month for 3 weeks. That's a...
3 weeks.
No, but...
that is one.
Yeah, I got to say, my wife's rather tolerant. I know that for a fact.
And how does she become tolerant? How does she do that? What is some of the techniques that she uses to be... does she just ignore you? Does she yell at you?
Just yell, scream, slap, hit, and ignore. Everything. Whatever technique there is, she uses them.
Does she slap you, really?
No, I get beat all the time.
She actually puts a hand on
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
And...
every day. A day doesn't go by where I don't get whacked for something.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I always get beat up. I get pounded on, man.
She's violent.
We were just in the States last weekend, and I got whaled in the leg with shorts on for something, and my leg was red for days.
What did you do?
I don't think I did anything.
No, okay, I didn't think
not
so.
Anything that I can recall.
I was going
to
say
you. Probably She'll tell you to the T what it was, but I don't remember.
Yeah, your memory just isn't there for that kind of stuff. What the heck is that beep? No one probably can hear it, but
I think I farted. That's not the beep. I mean, for getting whacked. Well, that's what it was. In her car, in her leather seats, blah, 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 blah. Whack.
You're going to make my cowhide smell like cow poop.
Perfectly natural, normal thing, as we'll discuss in a future Jabbercast show. You can go to the schedule page and see what we got coming up. All Lippo's idea.
I'm voting for a veto on that show.
Oh, no.
We're not going to talk whole show about burping, farting. And
guy thing. Blah, blah, we are. Blah, and we're going to have demonstrations.
Demonstrations.
How about knowledge from your dad? Did you grow up thinking, wow, my dad just knows everything?
Nope.
I did. No, yeah, you must have. Something.
My dad, like I said, he was an intelligent person, and he went to university till he was 45 years old.
His maybe more on the intellect side than his kid's side. You know what I mean? Was it more he was, like, you know, he was smart, but he wasn't...
But he was also good with his hands, because his dad was... He built his house like with his hands. So he was a cement guy, a carpenter. So, and since my dad was the only son, my grandfather, obviously, you know, this, you got to help me out here. You're the boy.
Yeah.
Do this. So he learned how to do a lot of stuff. And my dad, you know,
But was he doing that stuff with you guys? Teaching you that kind of stuff, or more teaching you intellect?
I was the youngest boy. So
Okay.
I think, once the first son kind of went sour, I think to my dad, it was sour. Well, anyway, we could probably talk about that since this is the Father's Day show. And you could be my therapist.
Okay. You just lie down here. Okay. You'll have to slip these off. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not your pastor. I'm your father.
Pastor.
No, I'm not your father.
Pastorize me.
Father, pastor, same thing.
So my dad was definitely good. He knew what he was doing, and he had no fear of, you know, plumbing and bricklaying. I remember we made a thing on the side of our house made of bricks.
Same with my dad.
Just dig in. Plumbing, no problem. I'm not calling a plumber. I can't afford that. I'm going to get a wrench. I'm going to fix it myself.
Back in the day, fathers did it all.
Basically, yeah. So he was that kind of guy. And I guess I never, I just assumed that's the way that was. Fathers, that's what they're supposed to know.
Yeah, until you get older and like, I don't know how to plumb.
I don't know how to plumb. I don't know how to do electricity. I don't know how to do anything.
Meanwhile, you probably did stuff like that with your dad or something. Or he was doing it.
Yeah. And once he stopped teaching, he started a fireplace business just to lead him into retirement, basically. Mm-hmm. So my brother and I, we were his workers. We did the...
Must have done something with electricity.
No, it was fire, buddy.
Okay. Oh, they weren't none of the automatic fireplace things?
No, right? We did put in a few gas inserts.
That's what I mean, yeah. Okay.
But it was carpentry, framing in, and masonry, and ceramic tile, and everything. We did it all.
Hmm.
So that's what I learned. That's why I learned most of my, you know, hands-on kind of stuff.
Wow.
So, and it kind of gave me the feeling of don't be afraid to dig in and learn something. You know, you got two hands, and if you got the right tools, that's one lesson a father should always teach his kid. Have the right tools, and don't cheap out.
My dad was a tool freak.
Yeah, so tell me about your dad as far as teaching you stuff.
He just, like, he knew everything. I think they maybe like we would too, or at some point you're teaching your kids all kinds of stuff that they think, wow, my dad knows all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? Because you go through life and eventually you learn all kinds of things. And he just knew everything. But it was from experience. He fixed this, fixed that, electric, plumbing, whatever, everything around the house, and built additions and pulled the transmissions out of the cars and whatever. And I did everything right along with him. But could I do it all myself now? Like, yeah, I guess the knowledge is probably there, but would I want to? No, I don't know. When you look at it now, it looks like, oh, man, that's such a big job. Like, just get somebody to do it or bring it in, or you know what I mean? That's what I think usually, but I'm probably capable of doing a lot of the stuff, but I did a lot of things with him. He knew everything.
I wonder how that came about, where we give it to somebody who just does stuff all the time, whereas there's a lot of guys out there who... wouldn't even have a clue. Just get on the phone, and I got to bring my car in, or
that's me.
That's your car alarm doing that?
Yeah. What's up? There's probably somebody breaking in.
Probably a bird landing on your car.
Well, it could be anything, I guess. We just let it ride it out, I guess. Is that okay? There's nobody around.
No, we got no neighbors. Well, I got one neighbor, but he'll call the cops. No big deal.
But yeah, and just things that your people's fathers are into, I think, gets instilled in us. Like, not only things like values and all that, but I mean things that they're into. And things that, you know what I mean? They get passed down, kind of like your dad does this, so I'm into that, you know what I mean? Like, my dad was in the Army, so I was always in Army stuff and, you know, Jeeps. And he had a Jeep, and I got the Jeep later, and I got my own Jeep, and I'm president of the Jeep Club, and you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And
wow, yeah, that's true.
Art stuff. He played guitar. He did oil paintings and stuff, and I'm like to do art stuff, and you know what I mean? Had a harmonica around forever. I have harmonicas. You know, I'm not an established harmonicist like you are.
Harmonicist.
But
he's an anarchist.
What else? Stuff like that. What else was he into? Motorcycles. My dad had a motorcycle when I was a little baby, and you know what I mean? He used to ride me around all over the place. I got a motorcycle. You know, just all that kind of stuff. He was into cars big time, and I had cool cars, man. I had an old 50 Plymouth. We had the old 64 Willys Jeep. I had a 52 Panhead. I had some old Triumphs, a 65, a 67, and a 68. 65, a 68, and a 69 Triumph.
Cool.
You know, like just stuff that he was into, I was in, you know what I mean?
So he must have, do you think he was, you know, he was digging the fact you're into that stuff?
I think so, because it was, I wouldn't even say a second childhood for him, because he was just like in his whole life, like he loved that, you know what I mean? So we did all that stuff together. And he was like a best friend, you know what I mean? He was not that much older than me.
That's not good, is it?
I don't know.
How old was he when you?
He was 20, 21 when I was born. My mom was like 17 or something. So, okay. I mean,
that was the kind of the going thing back in the.
Yeah, I guess. And it's kind of funny when you think, though, that you're at your father's, you know, well, especially when you're old enough to realize and share in the big birthday celebration or something. But it was my dad's, you know, 27th birthday or something. And I'm a, you know, a kid. That's weird when I think about it, because I think back on my 27th birthday and I was just a punk. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure. You think of yourself as a punk, not 27.
Well, yeah, rocking and rolling all over the place. And,
sure. And you know, when your dad was like 45, you're 25.
I never thought of myself as mature. Like, well, my dad was like a big kid, but I mean, I never thought of myself as mature, like a father figure. Like, you know what I mean? Did you at some point ever feel that?
That what?
Like you're a father? Well, I mean, you're a father, but you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't fathom that. I don't know how to explain it. Like a man father, you know what I mean?
Sure.
As opposed to a buddy kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Almost.
When you have kids, it makes you think.
I don't anyway. And my dad, I mean, I know he was, you know, still like a father, a man, you know, kind of thing. And when I think of him at an age where I was young and he was like 30 something, well, I would think of myself as just a kid at 30, you know what I mean? But as him, I see a father figure, you know what I mean?
Right.
Do you see yourself as a...
Yeah, I see myself as a father. It's probably right around 30 years old.
Okay.
30,
yeah.
31. I think there's something hits you, whatever it is.
You're a father.
Because you're a father. And you say, okay, I got to be somewhat more responsible, or, you know, and you're not. You don't really change that much.
Yeah.
You might change your lifestyle a bit because, you know, you got to stay home with your kid and make sure things are cool with them and stuff. But...
Plus, I don't know.
Your attitude don't change.
For me, I couldn't fathom being giving and as accepting as my dad was about things. You know what I mean? Like, everything he did was for us, the kids and whatever. You know what I mean? And that's what everything was for. And I don't think I could even do that.
Yes, you can.
I guess when you get there,
yes,
it's different. But for me, it's like, you know, like even having to take the kids all over the place and do all that kind of stuff and put them in hockey and put them in this, put them in that, drive them around. Everything's for them. Everything you do, your life and your work and everything becomes for the kids, kind of, you know,
it's,
I guess.
Based around that, yeah.
Yeah, I can't even understand that hardly.
It's hard to understand unless you actually have them.
Yeah.
And you look at them and you're like, okay. Because you want the best for them. You want them to be happy. That's the main thing. That's what I think. You know, you have certain expectations of your kids, and you can only hope for the best, but really all you can do is make sure that they're happy without spoiling them.
Right.
Don't spoil those little. There's
got to be a fine line there.
There is a fine line, and I think my wife crossed it when my kids were really young.
Yeah.
But that's a.
And what about people's fathers' reactions to their friends? Like, there are even cases when my dad had, when my parents got divorced later in life, like 35 years or whatever, and I wasn't accepting at all of people that couple people that my dad dated or whatever. Like, I couldn't stand him. I'd tell him, I'd say, like, why are you doing this even, like, or whatever. But when I have friends or something, all the time I was growing up, he was just like, it was my friend is his friend. You know what I mean? And girlfriends and stuff like that is like, they're just welcoming the family, like, right away. You know what I mean? He's so accepting of people and friends and people that you bring over and, you know, that kind of stuff, and people over all the time, friends over all the time, bikes all over the place, and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff, and he just loved it, and I'd probably go crazy if I had that going on in my house.
He wasn't judgmental then?
No.
If you say it's okay, I say it's okay.
I know there's times, I think, when I was young and growing up, and, you know, they'd have talks with you that, you know, it's the kind of, you know, you are who you hang around with, or your friends can influence you in negative ways and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, that's just like the talks kind of thing, you know, but as far as, actually, being accepting of friends and all that kind of stuff, like, yeah, it was cool. My parents were really cool like that. Everybody was over at my house all the time.
That's great.
Everybody liked my parents, you know what I mean? Didn't want to be at the home with their parents, but
yeah,
they'd always, you know what I mean?
That's great. That kind of wears off on you after a while.
And I guess other people's, when you think of other people's parents, or when you go to your friend's kids' birthday parties and that,
mm-hmm.
It seemed to me that their parents seemed more like dads, like more like father's figure, you know, like the office work kind of guy, whereas sure. My dad was just a bundle of fun. That's probably why it's all about the fun for me. I grew up and everything's about the fun.
I can see that. And it's funny you mention that, because you begin to realize my kids who bring their friends over, you know, I'm Mr. LaPlante to those guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, my kids, I joke around with them, and I, you know, they know my secrets, and, you know, and I relate to them on a more of a man-to-man basis, you know, not necessarily a father-son basis. But when their friends come over, you know, they look at me as though there's Jonas's dad. Or
yeah, it's almost like they have that more of a respect, where your kids are more, you know, open, joking with you and stuff like that, I guess.
Yep. We have some visitors in the Jabbercast studio, but we should take a break right now.
Yeah, we'll take a little break, and we're going to come back with the music segment.
Right on.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com. You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.BigJD.com.
And we're back.
Yep. Speaking of fathers walking, we have fathers-in-laws and mothers-in-law walking into the Jabbercast studio.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that after the Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
It's mayhem around here. That's
fathers-in-law and stepfathers.
My stepfather touches me.
What are you
talking about? What do you have for us this week on Sunday Morning Music Mayhem?
Okay, this Sunday we have Cat Stevens. I remember when I was like 13 years old, my brother that was right up next in line, he used to hang out with this guy, Dan Dooley. And when you're 13 years old, I was into, you know, Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple, Ted Nugent, you know, rock and stuff. If it ain't rock, it sucks, basically.
Yeah.
But this guy, Dan Dooley, he had just bought the T for the Tillerman 8-track. And he had an 8-track player in his car. And they drive around with this thing on all the time. It was like, you know, nowadays you stick a CD in your CD player and it doesn't come out for a long time. You know, you just love it so much. So when I was in there, I'm thinking, what, this is like sloppy, slow music. What is this?
Yeah.
But after a while, it grew on me and it made me appreciate this kind of music more. And one of the more popular songs on the T for the Tillerman CD, which is Cat Stevens, was Father and Son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
And there we have
Father and Son. Father and Son. Father Stun. And Son. We do it all. That's Father and Son from Cat Stevens and the T for the Tillerman CD.
You have the whole CD?
I sure do.
Alrighty.
Why do you ask such a silly question?
Well, sometimes you don't.
No, yeah, that's true. Sometimes I don't, but that's definitely...
I got a few points to kind of go over or ponder. I'm going to try and get in before... We so end this show.
There's so much stuff we should. I want to talk about stepfathers too, but we can't get time.
Well, let's get that in really quick. Stepfathers and or fathers-in-law, maybe.
Okay.
What's up with that?
Well, stepfathers is not so much father-in-law. Father-in-law, you know, if you get married, you get one.
Well, right. But you have another father, or maybe your father's gone and you only have that father. And is that your kind of your father figure? What about father figures?
Father figures. That's a good point. You know, when I grew up, I had my parents, they were much older than me, mm-hmm. whereas your parents are the opposite. They were, you know, you were their first kid, and so like when my parents had me, I was the last kid, and they were much older, and I was a mistake besides. So when I came around,
it was favorite mistake.
So, you know, they were kind of stuck in the in a certain frame of mind. So they weren't very modern or whatever. So, but when I started dating girls, you meet their parents and they were more like your parents. And, it was funny. I never dated girls who had their real father.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I shouldn't say never, but the first few girls I had.
Actually, now that you mention that, I don't know that a lot of mine did either.
I never met the real father. I always had met their mother's boyfriend or their stepfather or something like that.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting that I never, you know, got to look at someone else's father. But whereas the mother thing, I definitely related to them. Like, oh, that her mother was really cool. I could relate to that mother. And even my friends, I'd say half of my friends had broken homes. Like, you know, their parents were divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dudes I used to hang out with. So that's kind of interesting. So you compare your father to other fathers. And so when you have a stepfather, how can some really... bond very well with their stepfather because, you know, they can relate to them and the stepfather's loving and caring and, you know, they can really bond together. But other times, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah. A lot of times, I think the kid's not accepting of, here's somebody else that, you know, maybe I didn't know my real father and now I have to, you know, this isn't who was supposed to be. Or, you know, I love my real dad and this guy is now into my life because my mother likes him or who knows, you know what I mean? There's so many things coming to play there, I guess. I don't know.
You don't want your mom to be sleeping with a different
man. Well, my dad remarried, you know, and my mother lived with a guy for years. And I don't know, but I guess I was old enough to, that didn't really affect me, you know what I mean? I could look on it judgmentally maybe or something, but I mean, it didn't bother me because, you know, if my mom likes somebody and she's with somebody, well, I guess that's cool, you know what I mean? If my dad wants to get married again, well, I told him I hated. I didn't even go to his wedding.
You prick.
And I was so close to my dad, but we talked about it, you know, a long time after, but and he knew why and all that stuff, and he accepted it. I was supposed to be my brother and I were supposed to stand up.
Did your brother go?
No, neither one of us went.
Oh. And do you ever talk to his ex-wife or widow? No,
she was horrible.
She was horrible.
Yeah, right from the beginning, but he didn't see it until it was too late.
Oh. Yeah. Well, so he did end up seeing it?
Yeah.
Before he passed away.
Yeah, I think he knew deep inside, but he was just so afraid of being alone. And you know what I mean? So.
Oh, I see.
That's why he did all that.
And your mother never remarried?
She didn't remarry, no.
No.
No, she was going out with somebody, lived with somebody for a long time, number of years, and then just recently ended, like, you know, in the last couple of years or whatever, and... So that's that right now.
Now, what'd you think of that guy?
I thought he was okay. I mean, a lot different than, you know, what I was always accustomed to as my mom being with, you know what I mean? But it was cool. You know what I mean? He turned out to be maybe not so great. But I don't know. When I was there, and I'd only met him a couple times because he lived in Arizona or whatever, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I had fun with him.
That's good.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what to say about that, really.
That's okay. I'm just kind of curious what to, you know, I'm comparing what you thought of your dad's second wife compared to what you think of your mom's, the person she lived with for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Between the two of them,
yeah,
she was horrible and this guy was okay. You know what I mean? We went out and shot guns and did off-roading and stuff like that. And that was cool. So
that's good.
I had fun with the guy. What else we got?
We got some quotes. We got some text news. We got
all kinds of stuff coming up, don't we?
We sure do.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back with a Jabber quote. No. Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye.
I was going to say.
You probably want to talk about the same thing I want to talk about.
More than likely.
What is it?
It happened on Monday.
It happened in Monterey.
San Francisco, not Monterey. Same state, different city.
That junk.
That junk.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know you're kidding.
Something you want.
And well, it's something you want too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm sold on that.
It's the iPhone 3G. Now, the fact that it's 3G, that probably doesn't mean that much to me. It's just the fact I'm going to be able to finally get an iPhone on July 11th. Apple is going to be releasing their the second generation of their iPhone, which is a 3G, which means just means faster data. It's going to have GPS on it too, which is kind of cool. And you're going to be able to run third-party applications on it as well, which to run these applications, Apple had needed to put a lot of stuff in place first, which they just released this SDK. And a lot of these programs that are going to be coming out are ready to go because they made this the SDK. Oh, it sounds like we got a fire going on outside. Apple made this SDK, so it's very easy to port your programs from another platform, whether it be Windows or Mac, onto the iPhone. So I guess they ended up downloading 250,000 copies of this SDK. So there's that much interest from application developers, people who write programs, to write for the iPhone. So we're going to see a lot of cool stuff coming from that platform.
And you can check out more about the iPhone on the podcast of our friends, Jeff and Mike, the Easy Mac Podcast, easymacpodcast.com.
Yes. Go there now.
Yeah.
Because
as soon as the show's over.
Not now. I kind of fixed it so anybody can go there now.
Okay. You did?
It's all good now.
And I guess I wasn't going to talk about the same thing, although that's very cool. I just, and it's not that I'm not sold on it. I think it's amazing, but I don't know if it's for me yet or not. I don't know if I can get away from the Palm thing that has, I think, more functionality for me.
In which ways?
Office documents, for one.
Well, you can open documents.
You can open them, but I can make Office documents and edit and do everything.
On your Palm?
Yeah.
But do you want to do that?
Yeah, I do it a lot.
What do you do?
Stuff for the Jabbercast. I do a lot of different things. I do my some of my cartooning stuff on, especially if I'm somewhere and I have the time. Mm-hmm. That thing's out, and I'm making lists and new topics for the shows, or I'm making I'm working on storyboarding stuff and storylines for some of the cartoon stuff, and I'm doing a lot of different things. Not so much PowerPoint stuff, but a lot of Word and some Excel stuff I'm adding in because I sync some of my documents. So that's one thing that I need. And
I don't know that you need Office for that stuff. I say you probably don't need.
Yeah,
Office.
I suppose I can get away with, you know, notes what? Some other how.
Right.
And with the note
who
thing.
Who knows and what then, we're going to see there? The programs that are coming out, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true, too. I think it's, yeah, it's pretty incredible. I'm going to get one. And the thing I want to talk about really quick is it was that ATV Flash thing. I know it's not a...
Say what?
That ATV Flash for the Apple TV.
ATV Flash, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell them quick what it is.
ATV Flash. If you own an Apple TV, which I highly recommend. They're $250.
I got to get one of those too. And I can't get everything.
Up to this point, you had to have a specific file formats that will play on your Apple TV. This little stick has all the software you need to run any kind of file format on your Apple TV.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other functionality in there as well, like RSS.
Oh, it's an incredible list of stuff.
And you can browse the internet on it, and it adds a lot of functionality.
Yeah, just being able to play other formats on there is what I really, you know what I mean? That was for me, because you don't have to convert everything.
Nope.
So that's awesome.
No conversion required.
There's your tech talk for this week, and we're going to come back with the Jabber quote. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of Father's Day gifts from the land of the golden sun, California. And you can get yourself a golf ball retriever, which is what I want. And fine selection of Father's Day cards, too, over there at Steve and Larry's, the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
Five top-selling type of card. This week's Jabber Quote, stated by Bill Cosby.
He is one prolific dude.
This is kind of fitting, I know, for me, and I wonder if it was for you.
It looks great on you, by the way.
Fatherhood is pretending the present you love most is soap on a rope. I don't know for you, but I mean, maybe your dad. I don't know. Did you ever buy your dad soap on a rope?
Positively. It was Brute soap on a rope.
Brute, high karate.
There's high
they
karate.
They came with them too. Yeah.
High karate. I love the smell of high karate. I remember.
I don't really remember now, but
one of the ones that I really liked. It was
my dad had Brute, and he had high karate, and then I had all that stuff.
What about Old Spice?
Old Spice, man. Oh yeah, Old Spice.
Yeah. I go to work, and there's some old Italian guys. They smell like Old Spice.
Later, he was digging Stetson.
Oh, Stetson was cool too. It was a little too perfumey, I found though. And of course, as you know, I'm a little allergic to perfume.
Yeah.
But high karate, I dug that. And you remember the commercials for that? The chick, you just walk up to the guy and just...
I needed that. Yeah. Man, there's so much to say about dads and probably our dads and other people's dads and about fathers and Father's Days. And it could go on forever, really.
Yeah, this could have been a lot longer show, but we are only restricted to 1 hour.
But I got
to
say, keep an eye out. At some point in time, you will see advertisement for... the book that I'm writing.
Whoa.
Called My Dad Al.
Whoa.
So, My Dad Al.
So,
in bookstores everywhere in about 2 years.
You have a proposal written out for that book?
Actually, I do have some stuff. I have a synopsis and I have a preface and I have all the chapters named. And now I got to write the book. Moly. It's all systematically laid out, and I fill in the blanks.
Is that what the way they do it?
That's the way I do it.
Oh, okay.
Big JD, always regimented, always routined, always ready to go. Wherever the fun is.
If you believe that, I got a bridge in Florida to sell you.
So that's it. And do we have things up and running to find out what we've got for these fine people next week on the Jabbercast?
Next week, we're just going to... you're doing it. I see your fingers on your trackpad. Busily.
Speaking of trackpad, there's some tech talk. My battery died on my laptop. I got to get a new one today. $129 later.
I know. I feel your pain, buddy.
Yeah, and you got that and the adapter all in one shot.
Yep.
All that and a bag of chips. So,
and tunnel toll and bridge toll.
You know what, though?
Yes.
It's saving me a minimum of $30 plus tax.
Why? What?
The Canadian Apple Store. I can order it with free shipping for $160. And I'm paying $130. So $160 plus tax is another $20.
Right.
That's $180. And I'm paying $129 plus what? 6% tax or whatever. And then, yeah, my border fee and lunch and everything and fill up with gas. And I'm still saving money.
Oh, by going to the States.
Yeah.
I know.
Saving all kinds of money.
Apple and it's just...
And next week, June 22nd, the Stuff Show. This will be fun. Just how important is your stuff? Do you take care of your stuff? And... Do you lend out your stuff? And when is it time to get rid of stuff? And do you have any secret stuff? Let us know about your stuff.
I can't wait for that show because there's a big movement with people purging and
downsizing.
That's the word I was using, downsize. And homework for the next week's show is go on YouTube or somewhere and find George Carlin's bit on stuff.
Oh, yeah. And even more importantly, your other homework assignment is to go to thejabbercast.com, go to the contact page, and there you can click on leave us a message on the My Chingo widget and...
And just record us a message, which it doesn't seem like a lot of people out there are willing to do.
I don't think they understand it.
Get a hold of us somehow.
What do you mean widget? What do you mean record? What do you mean I'll record on here? I don't have a microphone. I don't have this. I don't have that. It's all built in, the functionality.
Yes.
If you don't understand it, you can...
Email us if you want.
Put your head in the sand, like one of them stork things.
No. And
get with the times.
We're at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com as well. And when we're recording the show on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, we're also on Yahoo, and our username is TheJabbercast. We'd like to thank all the people sitting in there right now that I was chatting with during the show.
Now you can go to BigJD.com, check out all the shows that we host there as well, and you can go to Lipo.ca, and you can go to listen to the Paul Howard interview today, and YouTalkToMe.ca. And there was something else I wanted to mention that was... I want to ask you, did you listen to the Jeff and Lana show? Because there was some talk about stuff on there.
I think I
got whacked there too, or kicked or something. Yeah, but anyways.
I definitely will listen to
the Jeff and Lana show, and you can go to BigJD.com. Pick that up as well, podcast.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are with us and aren't.
Yes, it's the- the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.